And one of the things that we're looking at is the second base position. We have guys that are in new faces in new places. And I asked the people out there, which one is the top fantasy baseball second baseman in a new home or a first-time starter? And the options were, of course, the Reds' new second baseman, Jose Peraza, or the Dodgers' new second baseman, Logan Forsythe, Brandon Phillips of the Atlanta Braves, or Danny Espinosa, now of the Angels of Anaheim. Peraza, Forsythe, Brandon Phillips, or Danny Espinosa. King Scott Engel, which second baseman are you most interested in?
Yeah, I'd definitely go Peraza here. You know, we know about the speed. The concern is, you know, he doesn't walk a lot. Can he keep the batting average up? But the Reds have shown they're willing to, you know, to take guys who don't have a great on-base percentage and hit them near the top of the lineup. So I think he's going to get the opportunity. Forsythe, you know, few spots behind me, but I think it's a good acquisition by the Dodgers. They did re-sign Chase Utley this past weekend, but he's expected to play a utility role with Forsythe in the picture. I know the Dodgers really like Forsythe. He's very underrated. If you wait later on a second baseman, he's a nice value for some run production. But, you know, we talked about it, Tony. It's like you can find a lot of power. You know, speed is down across baseball, so Peraza's got to be the guy.
Yeah, it's close. It depends on where you're at in your draft, where you're at in your auction, what you're looking on, your roster construction, and how you're putting team together. Forsythe has more pop in that bat. His wood is more lively. But Scott, his wood is more lively hitting the top of that Dodger lineup. Of course, they have an opportunity to contribute in the runs scored category to get you double digit, maybe even 20 bombs. And Peraza is a pure speed guy, also be at the top of the lineup. Him and Billy Hamilton. So if you're looking for power, Forsythe, if you're looking for speed, Peraza. But I think Peraza might overall be the better fantasy play.
The batting average, I think, will tip it in Peraza's direction. It'll be the difference for me.
Tip it?
Yeah.
How about young Mike Florio? The Roto Experts exclusive Edge package will be coming out February 15th for your guys' purchase there, so you can get it done in Fantasy Baseball 2017. Mike, Jose Peraza, Logan Forsythe, Brandon Phillips, Danny Espinosa, all second basemen, either first-time starters or second basemen in new places.
Yeah, I like a lot of what Corey said. I'm actually going to go with Logan Forsythe. Not only do I think he could give you about 20 homers and maybe even approach 10 stolen bases, he's going to hit leadoff for the Dodgers and score a bunch of runs in that stack lineup. I think he could give you 100-plus runs. He won't kill you in the batting average category. He could even drive in some RBIs because, like I said, they have a really deep lineup, the Dodgers. So I like him a lot. I also expect Peraza's ADP to climb now that he has a clear path to playing time.
Yeah, his numbers are going to jump. People are going to pay for young speed.
Danny Espinosa could steal 20 bases and hit 20 home runs and hit .205. Yeah. I mean, he has that kind of ability. Last year, 24 home runs, 9 stolen bases. You go back to 2012 was when he had 17 home runs and 20 stolen bases. Yet his batting average is so bad. It's so bad that possibly he could play himself out of the lineup, and that's why you can't go with Danny Espinosa. But when you look at this group, I don't think anyone would pick him, but 9% of the people did. But he has a legitimate shot to put up both home runs and stolen bases, but a batting average that would kill you, Scott. How do you feel about putting a guy on your roster that could hit? I mean, he hit .209 last year.
Yeah, like you said, you know, in your primer that often plays on fantasy baseball here on the network, I don't think you can have more than one or two of those guys. You know, he could be one of them. You know, you'll get the counting stats, but it's like it's like with Chris Carter. Do you want a .210? Do you want a .220 average? And what is the sacrifice? When you're sacrificing for Chris Carter, you're getting maybe 35, 40 home runs. I feel like I can get combinations of power and speed all across fantasy baseball where I don't have to make that kind of sacrifice in the batting average, so I'm probably going to avoid it.
Yeah, I've been like working with Scott for years, and I know one thing I know about him and kind of learned from him is Scott doesn't fool with players with low batting averages, and in rotisserie, sometimes these guys can be a real drain. And Espinosa, like you said, the pop is lively, and he could steal you double digit bags, but that batting average slips under the Mendoza line. You know what? You don't want to be carrying him for a couple of weeks on your fantasy team.
No, and the voting was pretty close out of the fourth, second baseman. Jose Peraza, 38% of the vote. Logan Forsythe, 36% of the vote. Brandon Phillips, 17%. And Danny Espinosa, 9%. So everybody getting weighed in here, and Peraza and Forsythe went down to the end. And I think that people looked at the stolen bases there as the reason Peraza went over Forsythe.